I'd like to bring up a very, very talented, wonderful woman named Cheryl Perrault, who has her own very special open mic, which she can tell you about. But she's a fine writer and does an awful lot of work for the community in many ways, and it's a pleasure to have her as a friend. Please welcome Cheryl Perrault.
Jake, thank you, Ellen. It's nice to be here. And Michelle, such beautiful and spirited poetry and piano music. And Walnut, I wish I could recite poetry as fast and rhythmical and meaningful as you. Thank you both. My ad for this evening, yes, Wake Up and Smell the Poetry, October 16th, January, Jill O'Neill, Bethel Steele, and Ashley Jordan will be there. So I'll be sending out the information. If you're not on the sign up list, please see me and I'll put you on. And I am giving a number two workshop with my friend Julie Nardone, How to Stop Being So Busy and Start Living a Meaningful Life. And we gave one, had a lot of fun, and we're doing another one next Saturday. And we don't profess to be experts on that, stop being so busy, but we do believe in talking about it. I could start this poem by telling you how I was a guest MC over this weekend for a concert fundraiser, and I hadn't been on the mic for about 2 months. And so everything was going okay. I was adapting back to the mic, and I was being formal, and I was doing a decent job. And somebody sang a wonderful sing-along song, and it had the words something like, I'm going to cut it. I'm going to cut it. And it was wonderful. Everyone was singing along, and there was part of me in my head inside that was like, oh, well, let's loosen up a little bit and with my co-host, and I'll do a call and response and get him to do like a bean joke, you know, ate those beans last night. And another part was like, oh, no, you cannot do that. You'll mess up the whole evening and throw them off and nobody will laugh. And so I was back and forth in my head about what I should do. And so that was my dilemma. I made the wrong choice, I'll just tell you, on that night. So instead of getting into that whole story, I found this quote I bumped into today. What good will it do you to think, oh, I have done evil, I have made many mistakes? It requires no ghost to tell us that. Bring in the light and the evil goes out in a moment. And this is an old piece. It's one of my faster ones, Walnut. Can't be like yours though. It's called Confessional. It's a poem prayer. It's another time, years ago, one of my mind dramas. I am wandering in the darkness of a cold and pouring rainstorm. I've been alone and thinking, and my thoughts now make me crazy with internal conflict I've been raising. So I wander in this dark place, a refuge for forgiveness, and I step up to the heavy door, listening, waiting, seeking. I need confession, I need forgiveness, I need acceptance for my imbalance. And the door slowly opens as I feel my fear increasing, yet I go inside hearing words rock and stir around me as I begin to speak. I hate that in retrospect I sometimes see myself in old ways, like when I was a girl, when my mind was never on straight, seeing people from my past who bring me back smeared the memories in my face. It is my fault, I know, it makes me so ashamed to see mistakes I've made. But I love the transformation that I constantly am making, love to watch the way my life unfolds on this path that I am taking, to feel the wisdom and the hindsight of my past shine to guide me like a flashlight. I love to be silly and giddy in my mind. I love to pretend and laugh and skip a step. I feel the child so close in me like a shadow from behind. I like to look back and catch it when I can. There is so much somber and serious before me. I feel it deep around me, so I like to walk backwards from time to time in a crazy, crooked line. But I hate to make mistakes, take chances, feel like a silly, stupid child doer of unthinking things when impulsive ways got the better of me, cause me to hang my head, feel disgrace, like a child who throws a rock that hits a window when just meaning for it to fly in outer space. I hate when I fuss over my clothing, stare at my closet and wonder what to wear, worry about the hair I might be losing, seeing it turn up on my face instead somewhere. Sometimes wanting to be monk-like, wear a sack of black, chanting in a dark place while I slowly shave my head. But I love that when I enter a room once in a while, after all these years, I can still turn your head and make you smile. I hate to let go of my youth, see myself as aging, watch the wrinkles start to grow, try to cover age with band-aids, to think that someday I'll have to grow back to the way of babies, rely on someone else to feed me, wipe my drool, tell me to behave, prepare me in my weakened state to let go of my life. I hate to think I'll have to be that brave. But I love that I am growing calmer, wiser, stronger in my older age, and that I now magnify the importance of each and every living day. And I hate when I have a bad day, feel so all alone, unhappy, thinking there is no one really here on my side. But I love that I feel solid in my selfhood, remind myself we all feel alone from time to time. Crowded and surrounded by millions on this planet, but feeling like we are the only one sometimes. And getting past that, getting up, brushing our knees off, looking around us, seeing the connections we've made along the way that we are truly blessed with, and move on to yet another day. I've said it all that's on my mind, the good and the bad, the wrong and the right, the love and the hate. And then the coldness leaves, the downpour has turned to clear, the darkness becomes light. My burden now gone, self-doubt now left behind, and my balance restored as I get up to leave and push lightly upon the heavy door and walk out into the clearing of my mind. Thank you for listening.
Oh, that was wonderful. One more big hand for Cheryl Peralta.